It's good day time. It's Friday time, the end of October time. It's the last Friday. I said earlier when Kenny and I were talking about this, Jennifer, that it seemed like we were just saying, it's the first week of October, and whoing, never mind that. I was, because of the World Series, adding extra security because of the April marathon bombing, I'm thinking, this is yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was April.
It was April.
6 months ago.
The beginning of baseball season.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, guess what's coming up?
Guess what's coming up?
It's your birthday.
Why are you talking about that now?
Because you're talking about how it's the end of October, which means it's the beginning of November, which means that's when your birthday is.
Well, I don't make much of my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be wise not to either.
It's my favorite thing to do.
I know.
Happy birthday, Doug!
Yeah. All right, so let's get to some of the issues of the day, the important stories, and see if we can figure out what they mean to you. 888-302-3684 is one way to be in touch with us. Twitter at Good Day Show is another. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, yet another. And email to Doug, Jennifer, or Ken at DougStefan.com. I was thinking about Samantha Luthwaite when I did something.
I love her name.
I was trying to do this. There's a story about the Twitter fellow that got fired by the White House.
Right.
Secret Twitter.
Joseph.
Yeah. And I kept saying, trying to say with a straight face, secret Twitter account. And secret Twitter somehow came out of my mouth. Anyway, there's a clown for you. Man, that guy. Oi. What do you think is going to happen? What I'm interested in is how they found out. How do you trace back? I don't understand. I'm kind of like most of the members of the committee yesterday that was having the discussion with those people from the website, the Affordable Health Care Act.
I have the Affordable Hair Act. Now, that I'm all behind, 100%.
Don't be so fast to pick up on my mistake.
Oh, believe me. You can pick on me all day long. It's okay.
I understand. All right. So anyway, it didn't appear that the members of the committee, either side, Democrat or Republican, kind of had a clue.
Did you watch any of it?
I listened to a little of the audio on one of the talk stations in town, and it just seemed like their questions were
very. It was a very partisan day.
Yeah, it was partisan, but it was also obvious that most of these people, don't have a clue really about how the internet works. Would you say that was accurate?
I would think that's true. I think most of them have just introduced themselves to email.
Really?
I would guess.
Yeah, if that.
If that. Uh-huh. All right, so under the circumstances.
You're right. It is hard to put those guys in charge of talking about millions of lines of code and, all these different things that they don't know about.
Well, but in fairness, they're not supposed to know. That's not their job. Their job is to work on legislation. But one would think, given the state of the art and craft of knowing how to, I'd be the first to tell you, I don't know lots of the things. That's why Kenny does most of the material work that's done on Facebook and Twitter is part of Ken's job. I wouldn't tell you that I know. There are things that I know as I feel like I want to know them or need to know them, and that's how I judge, in essence, when do I think I need to know or learn how to do X, Y, Z. And so when I really get
there, if it's going to stick like this whole internet thing did, then Doug will start to learn.
Yes, that internet thing. I can remember telling somebody, I'm not going to get email.
Stupid fly-by-night thing.
Yeah, what is that stuff?
Here, could you hold my stamp for me?
Hey. I just mailed a bunch of letters yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you write me one?
No.
Oh.
I did sit right down and write yourself a letter.
Letters are great. No one writes letters anymore.
That's right. Okay, so from the website, we go to what seems to be a daily discussion of who got shot.
Oh.
What schools or other facilities. Yesterday, there was a gunman who opened fire at a Navy facility in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity, why is there a naval facility in Tennessee? There's no water around Tennessee.
Really interesting
government.
Point.
That's our government for you.
Why is there? And maybe am I the only one who thought about it? Everybody
that
else is
a really good point. I was worried about the shooting.
Yeah, everybody else is worried about the shooting. And I'm thinking to myself, why is there a naval base at a National Guard armory in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Three guardsmen, by the way, the side story.
Hard-hitting questions, Mr. Stefan. Hard-hitting.
More important question, or more important reality, is that three guardsmen got into an argument, and one of the officers shot the other two. One in the foot, the other in the leg. not injuries that were life-threatening, but still, not only did it prompt a brief lockdown of the base, shooter was taken into custody. What kind of moron gets into a fight or an argument about something that, I mean, how consequential can it be if you pull out your gun, your sidearm, and you shoot two other guys? What in the hell is that guy doing in the National Guard to begin with? Where's his psych evaluation?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there are two questions. Never mind the shooting. I want to know why there's a naval base in Tennessee, number one. And number two, I want to know why this guy still has a gun. He's got to have exhibited some form of behavior that would give people in charge a reason to question why he's even in the National Guard. If he's that loose, if he's that cracked, what's he doing there? Is that a legitimate question?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. More pirates.
Arr, matey.
Working off the coast of Nigeria, two Americans were kidnapped yesterday by these pirates.
What is this? Have they always existed? Or, I mean, which is just like we hear about them now.
The advent of fast boats.
Yeah.
Has brought them, they can get away, they can run away faster than the bigger ships can. They can move, one of those cigarette boats do 45, 50 miles an hour in the water, don't they?
I'm going to take your word for that one.
I remember George Bush, the father, had one of them, and he used to brag about how fast he could go off the coast of Kennebunk in Maine.
Is this another thing that we're blaming the Bushes for, the pirate problem?
No. Now that you mention it, though, maybe you need to. No, I hadn't even thought about that. No, not at all. One of the things that I think we ought to examine that Bush is not responsible for, and you can't blame him for if you're so fixated on blame, you can really blame this administration and the NSA for all these troubles, the problems that are developing with our European allies, the spying on heads of government. We even have NSA tracking cell phones of the leaders of Germany, France. I didn't notice the Brits are in this, but Spain. So the German Deutsche, I keep doing this wrong, the Deutsche Telekom company is going to cooperate with the government to develop an internet traffic shield so that foreign intelligence services can no longer access any of the cell phones of any of the leaders or anybody in these countries. What a commentary. You think that, no wonder people don't like us. Honestly, would you like it if your next door neighbor was spying on you?
My next door neighbor is spying on me, I think.
Do you like him or her?
No.
Okay, so.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I don't like it at all.
All these countries do it. It's just because.
They do it on us?
It's been. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And I don't necessarily.
Do you think somebody's spying, listening to Obama on his iPhone?
Or they're trying to if they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm being naive.
I think they spy, and I think that we don't. I don't think we should necessarily stop spying, actually. I mean, I would rather us know what's going on than not, but it depends on who we're spying on. I don't know if we need to spy on our allies.
Why? Yeah, why do we need to. Why?
Why?
Why are we spying on our allies?
It's kind of like why you would. I don't know why we're spying on our allies.
You spy on your mother?
I'm saying I would spy on my enemies, however.
You spy on your mother and your father? They're family.
Totally.
Oh, you do.
Not very trusting sort.
Apparently not. Well, you have a trust problem. We have to bring in the shrink. Where's Dr. Joy Brown when we need her? 16 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a way for you to make your teeth whiter and brighter. Hip, hip, hooray. How many people take notice when I'm the people who eat celery and carrots all the time or cheese or drink lemon juices, those people don't have a problem with their teeth being dirty, yellow, all that stuff. But if you drink coffee, right now you're sipping coffee, and you think, oh, wait a minute, what's this doing to my teeth? Are you drinking tea at the moment? Same question, what's it doing to your teeth? Did you drink wine last night? What's that doing to your teeth? Are you smoking right now, puffing away? What's that doing to your teeth? All of those things are really taking their toll on your teeth. You want to change that? You want to change your reality? You probably ought to stop smoking. Maybe you ought to stop drinking as much coffee and tea and wine as you do. But if you'd like to straighten out what the problem is right now and going forward, the breakthrough ingredients in power swabs, the coconut oil, that is used to clean. It's like a tooth detergent. It doesn't have any bleach in it. Doesn't have any of those horrible things you find if you put those trays on your teeth, try to whiten out your teeth. No, doesn't have any abrasions. No, none of that stuff. It works on crowns, veneers, bonds, whitening your teeth with no sensitivity. That's the deal with Power Swabs. You can get them by calling 800-865-7602. Why don't you do it right now? Mention Doug Steffen. You get two things free, shipping and a stain-out whitening quick stick. That'll, on the go, keep your teeth white. Yeah, you'll look much better. They'll shine, actually, when you go into a hot date or going to an important business meeting. Help yourself. Power Swabs, whitening that gets results. 800-865-7602. Yes, you will be the topic of conversation. People say, wow, what do you think he or she did to her teeth or his teeth? Order it today. Power Swabs at 800-865-7602.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want an easy-to-install floor and an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators because we've got all easy clean floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get Easy Click hardwood, Easy Click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale. And get special financing. Better get clicking. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Tonight on NBC, the long-awaited premiere is finally here. Dracula.
How long has it been since a vampire stalked the streets of this city?
I will find him. I'll destroy him.
From the producers of Downton Abbey.
For this crime, I will have my vengeance.
Dracula, starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, premieres tonight after the premiere of Grimm. Now, Fridays are bloody good on NBC.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
I think it was kind of interesting. One of the most interesting comments of the week came from Sheldon Adelson, you know, the guy who put $10 million into Newt Gingrich's campaign.
Uh-huh.
Said that Republicans should only be willing to negotiate with Iran after we nuke them.
I actually kind of like that.
There you go. That'll help everybody out.
Drop 21 bombs, talk later.
Past the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the worst one, it seems, haunting all of my dreams, was the cockroach in ancient Cincinnati.
There's a classic Halloween song. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. I'd never heard this before until I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s, early 90s. It's been around for a while. The cockroach, this is Rose and the Arrangement. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Crank this up, Michael.
Frankenstein gives me the shapes. Dracula's driving me batty, but they're not on a par with the worst one by far. The cockroach in Cincinnati.
So, silly Halloween songs point out that Halloween is less than a week away. How are you doing on costumes? If you'd like a little bit of help, go to the video of the day today at DougStefan.com and see this cool Halloween outfit a father made for his 22-month-old daughter. Check this out, Jennifer. Makes her look like a stick figure, but it's an idea anyway. I'm going to a Halloween party tomorrow night dressed as a bull.
Did you get the costume?
I haven't, but I'm sure I can buy it. Where'd you tell me to go look?
You can just go to any Halloween store. They have, they usually have cow bull costumes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I got my Honey Boo Boo dress.
Did you really?
And it fits and it's
awesome.
Nice and it looks like I look like a cupcake.
Woohoo!
There you go. A big pink cupcake.
All right, let's get some humor from the late night guys, shall we? Starting with Conan O'Brien. Our lineup this week includes Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon, as usual.
You know, the Europeans are really angry with us for spying on them. Yeah. The nerve of those guys. Here's the latest. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the U.S. will have to regain her trust after the NSA eavesdropped on her cell phone. Yeah. Yeah, you know things are bad when we're being accused of having boundary issues by Germany. Germany thinks we have boundaries.
You're coming on a little strong.
Yeah.
It's not polite to invade other people's space.
Actually, this is true. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, she is angry at the U.S., and today she said, this is a quote, spying among friends cannot be. Yeah. Then she introduced her chief speechwriter, Yoda.
Oh, my God. You see this story today? A teacher's assistant at the University of Iowa meant to email her students solutions to a homework assignment she gave them, accidentally sent the students her entire file of homemade porn.
Whoops.
Can you imagine? I mean, I thought it was awkward when I'd see my teacher in the grocery store. I wouldn't know what to say. Oh, how you doing? Although I understand after seeing the file, a lot of the students pulled all-nighters, so I don't know.
I don't know what to make of this. There's a company in the UK that's making news for selling a padded undershirt that is being referred to as a push-up bra for man boobs. Of course, this is going to be awkward when your girlfriend can't get your bra unhooked. This is going to be
All right, let's keep moving. Here's Wendy Williams answering an audience member's question on her program yesterday about how to bring up an awkward subject with her family at Thanksgiving.
I am 32 years old. My family's from Nigeria. So in my culture, people are usually married with a few children by 30.
Mm-hmm.
Every family gathering, my father, before dinner or after, is praying that I find a husband. It's completely embarrassing because it's not just in front of my family, but visitors and friends. And so I know his intentions are good, but it is embarrassing for me. So Thanksgiving is coming up, and I'm just trying to figure out how do I approach him about it without hurting his feelings.
See, this is not just a regular girl. This is a cultural thing with her. So, you know what I would say? Oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Ignore your father. Let him get. And you know what? You know what? Ignore him. And you might be embarrassed, but believe me, the other adults there understand your pain.
Ignore your father, Jennifer. Remember that.
I would never do that. I could never do that. Have you met my father?
Yes, I have. He's a good friend. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question for Nader and Alter. What language or slogans do you think Democrats might be able to use in 2014 to exploit the Tea Party shutdown to win the House majority?
Extremist Republican Congress. And even though the Democrats have the Senate, I think it will help them running against Republicans for the Senate as well if they just over and over extremist Republican Congress, don't vote for radicalism, don't vote for extremism, vote for the center.
You give millions of people reason to vote for you. You make the minimum wage for 30 million workers a major front burner issue. Let them stand against that. There are a lot of conservative workers in Walmart who don't like to make less than workers made in 1968, inflation adjusted.
It's a good idea.
There's no empowerment agenda, no electoral reform agenda.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute this week with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stephen Reality Show for Friday with real people, including Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn on
can
this good day.
Can I be the diva today?
You can be the diva.
If you'd like, October 25th, 2013. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. It's alive! Where'd they come from?
It was Gene
Wilder, who did that? What was the movie?
Young Frankenstein, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And originally in Frankenstein.
Yeah. 888-Frankenstein. 302. 3684. All right, let's
That'd
get back to...
That's a great name for a hot dog restaurant, right. By the way.
What, Frankenstein? I'm sure there is a Frankenstein.
Like
someplace.
A beer and hot dog place? Is. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
You can have that. That's a bonus.
Wow. Okay. I was going to ask a 2020 news quiz question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready.
There were people who were hurt yesterday. Fortunately, nobody was killed in a mishap at an event that was going on in which state? Let's see. Am I being too ambiguous? No, I don't think so. There was a mishap, a ride mishap. Maybe I should just tell you it's at the state fair, and you tell me what state. That makes sense?
Okay.
You like that one?
Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 people were hurt yesterday in a mishap at a state fair. What state? We have lots of listeners in this state, so it'll be easy. I'm sure people will be chugging right away to their phones. 888-302-DOUG. In which state was there a mishap at the state fair where 5 people were injured in one of those rides? You know how they have those rides at all of the state fairs. They travel around and around. It's really kind of an interesting reality. State fairs and why they have them in the fall. Why don't you have state fairs in the spring or the summer? Why are they all in the fall? Anybody ever wondered about that?
I do now.
888. See, I wonder about the strangest things.
You do.
888-302-3684.
Oh,
what
isn't
state?
Fall when all the crops are done?
Fall is when all the crops are done. That's right, Michael. Unless
so
you're in
it
California.
It makes sense to have the fair then?
Why? What does it have
fair?
To do with the crops? No.
So you can sell your food, your wares?
No.
Your apples?
That's not. They don't do that anymore. 888. They don't.
Does it do if he's...
Why?
They don't do that anymore.
They don't. 888-302-3684. We were talking earlier about I had a question, actually, after seeing that a gunman had shot 2 naval guardsmen, National Guardsmen, at a naval base in Tennessee. I wondered why there was a naval base in Tennessee. David would like to explain for those of us who are unwashed. All right, David, help yourself.
Okay, I can answer your two military questions, but if you get to the main point, Naval Aviation trains at Pensacola, and because the land's cheaper, they have Naval Aviation training at Millington, Tennessee. I was in the helicopter squadron, and that's where I trained. And to answer the other question, you have the National Guard armories nearby, because instead of sending shipments to each armory, you send them to the major bases of the bank depot, and then the armories just go to the base and pick up what they need to come back.
Really?
So it saves money all around, because you figure if you have to send supplies to every armory, how much is that going to cost? But if you send it to one central location and the armories just drive maybe 10 or 15 miles to pick it up, it's a lot cheaper.
Huh. Well, you're a genius, David. You've worked it all out for us. Thank you.
My pleasure,
well,
sir.
Carl,
very smart.
My pleasure. Yeah. Our pleasure to have had the conversation with you. Let's see here. Where is Arcadia, Florida, Kevin? I don't know Arcadia. Where is that?
It's close to Port Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
About 2 hours from Tampa.
Yeah, on the sub. If you head south from Tampa, yeah, I got it. Okay. So at what state fair were these people injured, and what was the ride? Anybody know about the ride? First of all, what state are we talking about, Kevin?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, correct. What do we know about the ride itself? What kind of a ride was it?
I don't remember the name of it, but I know that people were getting off of it, and it just kicked on by itself.
Yeah.
Why do they have state fairs in the fall, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin, we want to know why they have state fairs. Thank you, Michael. Why they have state fairs in the fall?
Because it's cooler? I don't know.
That could be.
I feel like my answer better.
Good as answer
maybe
as any.
It's both.
The riders who were hurt ranged in age from 14 to 39. Let's see here. There were none of them that were really hurt. It was on a ride called the Vortex, which spins, twirls, and flips passengers upside down.
Okay, that's the first thing. You're asking for trouble.
Of course you are.
Secondly, I don't know about you, but I know that there is a local fair that comes to town in my area, and I admittedly do not live in the nicest area of California.
Really?
However, when you go by that state fair equipment, it never looks like it's...
Nah.
Quite up to snuff.
Yeah, they take it down and move it from place to place.
It just always looks kind of like, do I want my guts spun out by that guy,
no.
You know,
well,
Joe down the street?
That?
No.
Kevin, good job. Thank you. Hold on a second. We'll send you a swell prize. It's 21 before the hour, 888-302-3684. There is a word this week, da-da-da-da, I have something in my eye, that those of you who are parents need to be more careful about bedtime for Bonzo. That is, your Bonzos. Irregular bedtimes lead to serious behavioral problems in your children. If you are not consistent, especially the younger they are, but all the way into elementary school and some say into middle school, junior high school, if you don't make sure your children are in bed, let's say bedtime's 9:30, or for people in elementary school, 9 o'clock, whatever it is.
Or for people that work on this show,
yeah,
7
right.
o'clock.
9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever it is.
Okay.
All right? So if you're not monitoring, what parent doesn't know what time their children, if they're 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, you set up like a bedtime ritual, right?
Right.
Most parents I know.
Yeah.
Do like books or, you know, milk or something right before bed.
Yeah. So in this circumstance, the studies are very conclusive. And if you're a pediatrician, you've probably preached this to your patients. Children are all worked up about stuff and they're not sleeping well. And the first question the astute pediatrician asks is, what time does your child go to bed? And if you are answering, it's not always the same time, then you are the problem. So fix the problem by making sure your children have an established routine,
even
on the weekend.
Yeah, people like rules, and you know, there's something to be said for
structure.
Well,
your circadian rhythm, it's that age. It's not really, it's like a lot of other things in your body. Your brain's not developed. A lot of the things that are important to your success as you grow older are not quite all put together yet. So give your child the best chance he or she can have, by being consistent in lots of different ways. Mealtime, how you function with them in terms of discipline. Don't be one way one day and another way another day, because they'll not understand the message, and that'll screw them up. It's common sense things. I was not well schooled. I was certainly not well schooled in parental advice as a kid growing up, but I managed to think it through and look for common sense things. And as I became older, I wasn't, I loved my children.
All right, so I have to ask this question.
They were little kids, but I didn't know.
Because you were like when did you and your former wife split up? How old were your kids?
My children.
Were they young?
Brendan was 2 and Megan was 6.
Okay, so you have to tell me what bedtime was like for single dad Dudley. This must have been pretty fun. Did you get them all on a schedule?
No, we did. We had Brendan. At the time, I was running WEEI in Boston. And one of the things that we had on the air was the old-time radio stuff from 8 until 10 every night.
Uh-huh.
And I used to bring home recordings of those old-time radio shows, and Brendan loved them. He would listen to The Life of Riley, The Lone Ranger, Fibber McGee and Molly. And so I would play them. We'd read a story, and then I would play the old-time radio shows for him, and he was out like a light. And it was always around 9 o'clock when we did this. Megan, on the other hand, never wanted anybody to read to her because she was reading herself and she didn't want to hear the stuff that I was reading. She'd rather read. She's even that way today.
Just an independent reader.
She wanted to read what she wanted to read. So when I would sometimes talk to her, we'd sit on. Brendan go to sleep first, but I admittedly spent more time with Brendan at bedtime than I did Megan. Hmm. Megan would read, or we'd talk a little about what was going on, and then she'd want to read.
She'd read herself to sleep.
She would read herself to sleep. And oftentimes I'd get up in the morning and the light would still be on in her bedroom. Even as an adult now, that happens. It is. She was home, a month ago. And, I get up at 4 o'clock-ish, whenever it is, and the light's on in her room. She's fallen asleep with a book on top of her. And she's 39 years old. She's been doing it since she was 2. So, that's the way it is. Nothing wrong with that. She sleeps better that way. And that's what it's about. Sleeping well, going to bed, establishing a routine, and making sure your children sleep well, peacefully, that they are feeling secure about their life. Make your children feel secure about their life. 888-302-3684. Bill is in Trapper Creek. Hi, Bill.
How do you say, Doug?
I say lots of things, but I'm more interested in what you say. You have a reason for state fairs being conducted in the fall, so we'd like to hear that.
Yeah, that's when they judge corn. That's when they judge garden tomatoes,
yeah.
Strawberries.
Okay,
cabbages.
So then what somebody said about, who was it that said, it was Michael, I guess, who said it was the end of the growing season, and that's why they have them there. Yes. All right.
Yeah, and I'd also like to have a quick comment about ethanol you were talking about the other day.
Yes.
Yes, the reason it's not very good for vehicles because it gums up everything in the fuel delivery system, and it'll screw up your carburetor, it'll mess up your fuel pump, and it has less power than regular gasoline, and it cuts back on your gas mileage.
So, do you think we ought to have the choice? We ought to have three choices. One of them is the flex fuel that's less expensive because it's mostly ethanol. The other is the, 10% ethanol, 15%, and then the other would be pure, it would be just pure gasoline, right? Without, there's no lead in it anymore. So would you like to be able to choose from all three of those products?
Well, yeah, all we have in Alaska is pure gas. We don't put corn in it up here.
No. And, gas is so cheap up there.
No wimpy gas in Alaska.
There's no, the refineries up there it costs too much money to haul that stuff up there and mix it in with a blend. So it doesn't make any sense.
My uncle in Michigan, he grows corn, and when he has excess corn and the market's not good, he uses it. He puts a gravity wagon, dumps it down his basement into a bin. He's got a corn burner, and he burns corn all winter.
Right. You can do that. There are a lot of people, actually, who do that now. Instead of coal or things like that or wood, the price of corn, although better this year than it was 10 years ago, is nothing compared to what the corn prices were last year. Wow. Corn prices last year were through the roof because it was such a bad crop, bad season. This year, good season, so the prices have gone down. But you're right. People take the corn and the cobs and burn them.
Does it smell like a barbecue when you do that?
No. It No, it's not much different than just burning wood. No,
yeah, no, it doesn't smell much different. You can tell that it's something different, but it's not a lot different. Hmm. It doesn't smell like the house is full of popcorn, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I was wondering.
No. Bill, good job. Thanks for the call. You contributed greatly to our discussion, and that's what we like. 888-302-3684. Are you a man? Michael, stand up. Are you a man or not? Stand
yes.
up.
Yes.
You're a man or
not? I'm a man who is right.
Yes, you were right there. Kenny, you're a man? Stand up and be counted. All right. If you're a man, or if you're a woman, Jennifer, stand up and be counted.
Feel left out.
Well, actually, Jennifer does not. Michael and Jennifer don't really need this because the folks who have put together the formula for Heart Factors Plus have designed it for those who are over 40 and who have begun to be concerned about their blood pressure. So you're still a youngin, Michael. You're still a youngin, Jennifer.
Phew.
Heart Factors Plus is the all-natural formula that will boost your nitric oxide level, thus getting more blood into your heart because the arteries are wider and they are better maintained because they have elasticity. With the combination of things that are in Heart Factors Plus, you will find things are better for both men and women in blood getting around to all the important parts of your body, including your heart. That's why it's called Heart Factors Plus, because it works on your heart, but other things as well. Brilliantly performing, men and women who are worried about their blood pressure levels, call this number now, 800-577-8560. It's like eating candy, in a way. It's rather, I mean, it's a strange way of me putting it, but it is. You like candy? All right, so you'll like this. Pop the pill, expand your arteries, everything works better functionally in your body. Men and women are raving about how much better, more energy they have with Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Good suggestion. By the way, the offer for Heart Factors Plus is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So there's really nothing for you to lose. Try it. You'll feel the difference. You'll like the difference. And if you like making love, this will probably help you out a little in that department as well. Who doesn't? 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like half-off black lights, just $10. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping. Let's get it
started. This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Attention, good day listeners and entrepreneurs. You'll be happy to know the winner this week of the Dream Big America contest, where we focus on entrepreneurialism in America, is Neil Bloom from the Portfolium in San Diego. So we have three winners from the month. Next Tuesday, we'll have the contest that will determine the winner of the $19,000+ prize for the month. We're also excited to announce that Pop Fox, past contestant on Dream Big America, selected as a finalist in the Get in the Ring competition, which will mean that they could get $1 million. They're competing in Europe. I think it's the first week of November, so they could be eligible for $1 million. See what happens when you connect to the Doug Steffen Good Day program?
Nutritious food.
food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Running. Lots to talk about in the review that we have every day at this time about technology. Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer gets us started. And then we're going to pay some attention to the Facebook action this week, controversy and comments on what Facebook is flip-flopping about on their policy. Meanwhile, Shelley is here to talk about a new Spotify app that matches the mood of your dinner to a song to play during dinner.
That's cool.
It sounds very interesting, so stand by for that information up and coming here on Good Day.
Tonight on NBC, the long-awaited premiere is finally here. Dracula.
How long has it been since the vampires stalked the streets of this city?
I will find him and destroy him.
From the producers of Downton Abbey.
For these crimes, I will have my vengeance.
Dracula, starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, premieres tonight after the premiere of Grimm. Now, Fridays are bloody good on NBC.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through Rocktober 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, pairing great music to your meal is almost as important as pairing a good wine. But sometimes it's hard to nail the perfect soundtrack for your evening. That's where Supper, a new Spotify app, comes into play. Supper offers mouthwatering recipes alongside handcrafted playlists that match the mood or heritage of your dish. Start off by picking out the menu from the app. There aren't too many recipes right now, but the app refreshes regularly and everything included looks delicious. Once you know what you want to cook, tap on the recipe to get going as Spotify starts up a playlist put together by the recipe's author. Supper makes sure to keep everything accessible and in one place. So whether you need to double check the recipe or just want to skip a track, everything can be found in one page. Once you're ready to eat, use Spotify to start up the recipe's second playlist, one designed to complement your meal while you chow down. Bon appetit. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Tonight on NBC, a legend takes new life. Dracula.
My wife died 4 centuries ago.
She has been born again.
To lose her twice would be more than I could bear.
True love never dies.
You would not be the first woman to be blinded by desire.
Dracula. Starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Premieres tonight after the premiere of Grimm. Now, Fridays are bloody good on NBC.
This week, we're no strangers to the controversy created by changes at Facebook. Here's the radio host, Matt Patrick, talking to social media analyst Chris Kraft about Facebook flip-flopping on their policy, allowing these violent videos on the website.
Facebook seems to have done an about-face. They took the violent videos, the beheadings off of Facebook, banned them. Now all of a sudden they seem to be appearing again. What's going on here?
You know, since I checked in last night, yesterday in a 24-hour period, they have re-flip-flopped and banned the beheading video again.
No kidding.
Facebook has taken those videos down and said that they're still evaluating graphic content as long as it condemns the violence. But they have, in fact, taken that video back down. So they've changed positions a third time.
So they're flip-flopping because now, do you think that it's pressure because of other social media websites like Twitter, Tumblr, Vine, other sites that have videos? They want to be competitive?
You know, my opinion, and this is just my opinion, is that there are a lot of human rights groups that have gotten involved in this particular situation, and Real Media has really influenced this decision as opposed to the social comments that may be coming out of the conversations on social media. So that's just my opinion, but there's some fairly stout groups that have come out and condemned this type of content. There's also coalitions for children that are saying that this is purely inappropriate content for a child to stumble upon.
That's pretty inappropriate for people no matter what their age, it would seem to me. Wouldn't you think that, well yeah. You want to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine the effect it has on people.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.